Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. So a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? It's your man, Brooklyn Black. And yeah, you're tuned in to All Bars Radio. Give me a minute. We got Miss Nicky Boss coming in the building a little bit. And of course, we got a dope show. We got a unsigned music that we got to play. You know, so definitely hit us up 347-857-4302. Let us know how you're feeling. Shout out to everybody who's rocking with us already. Everyone who's tuned in online. I see you guys. Oh, we have Andrew in the building with us, too. What's going on, ladies?
Hey, how are you?
Chilling.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling, ladies. How are y'all today?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Going on, you guys. You guys are definitely tuned in to All Vibes Radio. With me, your host, Nicky Vibes, and we got Angel Love Speech, a.k.a. Boss Vibes. If y'all don't know, y'all should already know by now. And Brooklyn Black in the motherfucking building. So, one more fucking day till Friday. I call this, like, Friday Eve. It's Thursday. One more day until the weekend. Friday fucking Eve, because I can't wait. I can't wait till the weekend gets here, just so I could just relax. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have shit planned for Saturday. I don't have shit planned for Friday night. I'm just trying to relax because I've had a busy, hectic week. So I just can't wait for it to be Friday. First and foremost, you know, I would like to start off the show by giving out some shout-outs. So shout-out to everybody that's definitely tuned in right now. Shout out to the All Barbs Familia, the All Barbs Promoters, the All Barbs, the beautiful Barbs that make up the Barbs movement. Shout out to the owner, Angel Loves Feast. Y'all definitely need to hit her up about joining the movement and even doing anything positive with the movement. Shout out to everybody that follows me. Shout out to everybody that I know in the Bronx that's tuning in right now. Hi. Shout out to everybody all over. Angel, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I want to first shout out to everyone who supports the movement, members, non-members, members of other teams. It means a lot to me that you guys go hard every day to support something that's way bigger and way more concrete than Twitter. I'd like to shout out everyone who supports my company, A&P Promotions, and shout out to Amani Artist 21. I got my flyers today, and they are amazing. So all the artists that are coming out next Saturday, I'm eager to see you guys and to see you guys perform. And shout out to the pre-game family, the All Bars Radio family, of course. And shout out to myself, because I work so fucking hard. It's just ridiculous. So that's just that.
Blackie, you got any shout-outs just to give?
Sure. I want to first off give a shout-out to the ladies of All Bars. It's like every day I check my mentions. There's a new member who's giving a shout-out, who's on the shout-out train with me. So shout-out to the new members coming into the All Bars movement. Of course, shout-out to the rest of the pregame radio family, Ab, Lady Steel, Tasha B, Jay the Tech Guy. It's just so many people, but it's a lot of people that help get pregame radio running. Also, I want to give a shout-out to everyone over at Lost Lives Tattoos, located 334 Belmont Avenue in Haledon, New Jersey. And definitely check out my homeboy, Geek. He's definitely nice with the needle at 973-572-6212. I told him I'd give him a plug, so that's what it is. And shout-out to everyone who follows me on Twitter.
All right. And, yes, you know, I like to always take it to Twitter every now and then. And don't get scared. But the reason why I announce is because just in case some of you guys don't have a Twitter, you know, yeah, you're missing a lot, but you're not missing that much, because if you definitely tune into my show, I'll always keep you updated on what's going on. I'm just really sad because I can't be on Twitter right now as I'm live on air, and I usually can due to certain circumstances, but I will be back and running soon. But what was trending on my Twitter timeline today was hashtag if we go out, just know. It's not funny because I was laughing like, wow, like all the fucking demanding people. I've seen a lot of people, you know, engaging in this topic, this trending topic. So I didn't, but if I had to, which I'm going to do right now, I'm going to say hashtag if we go out, just know that I really like you, that I really, really like you, and that I'm really willing to invest my time into you. So if we go out, just know that, like, just know that if we're going out, I must really, really like you a lot. So, Angel, if you had to participate in this trending topic, hashtag if we go out, just know, what would you say?
If we go out, just know that you must be very important that I took my time out of my day or my weekend to spend time with you, so you can be happy.
So you heard it. Just know that, Black, if you have to participate in this trending topic.
Oh, I was participating. That topic was trending since like 3 this morning. I was participating. I was, if we go out, just know that, yes, you can supersize it.
Now what?
Yes, you can supersize it.
Meaning, like, so if you go to McDonald's, you can order a supersized meal? Like, you're not going to stress about that? You're not going to say anything like
that? Like, or if we go out, just know that I'm grabbing your ass in public.
Just know that if we go out, if we're out in public, I might frisk on you a little bit, just because we go out. If we don't go out, then I wouldn't do those things. But if we do go out, just know that when we're out in public, I might start kissing on your neck. I don't know. I might. But that was funny, though. I also, What's going on? I know they came across your desk. That's why I'm about to ask you, Black. But what's going on with Ocho? What's his name? Chad. What's going on with Chad?
And I do. Chad can never get a break, man. But the divorce was finalized between him and Evelyn. As far as who gets what and what was done, if any prenups came into play, that information I have yet to find out. So as soon as I do, I'll let you guys know. But and even she said to herself, he's a good guy who, you know, he just made a bad choice and he's going to be in a bad situation. That's it. You know, it happens. It's over. I say, you know, let's move on. But, you know, it's sad to see shit like that go down, you know. You see people who obviously look like they're in love and then, you know, it's over. So, you know, it's just a sad thing to see.
I just hope that, you know, these people that are in the limelight like that, like in the spotlight rather, like they just, you know, just take into consideration that, you know, that everything they do is being recorded and filmed, and so everything that's being recorded and filmed could be chopped and edited. So just be mindful of what you're doing and who you're doing it with, while maintaining a certain, you know, status. Because, you know, in some relationships that people don't get divorced over, or they don't make it such a big issue, you don't have the whole world telling you, leave that nigga. You don't have the whole world telling you, you know what I'm saying, fucking headbutt that bitch, you ain't nothing but a hoe, go big and ass anyway. You don't have that. So, I mean, when you do find out more information, definitely let me know.
Will do, will do.
All right, well, before we, play one of our Twitter followers' music, I just wanted to get into some things I wanted to talk about, because I know y'all can relate to me when you're dealing with somebody and they just like, you know the person to a certain extent, so you know certain things that come out their mouth, like you can kind of pick up on some of the things that are believable and some of the things that are not. You know, sometimes when you're dating a new person, they tend to try to impress you so much that they're not themselves. So everything that they say that they do is a lie. Everything that they have probably is a lie, or they just make up stuff just to get closer to you because they feel like if they don't do that, then there'll be nothing out of the relationship, or I probably wouldn't think to look twice at you because, you know, you're afraid of being yourself. But when it comes down to the lies, like, I was cracking up this week when I sat down with a couple of girlfriends, and we were just going over some of the lies that women tell men, some of the lies that men tell women. And I thought that they were very interesting. Some of them, I got to ask y'all, because I don't know why you would lie about that. But then again, maybe you have a reason to. But I want to start out about some of the lies that women tell men. And one of them, it's a list of five here, and one of them is, I love you for what you are. Now, this is one of the lies that supposedly women tell men. Now, Angel, let me ask you a question. Have you ever told a guy, I love you for what you are, but never really meant it, but just told him that just, I guess, for encouragement, or because you felt that you could feel at that time and moment?
No. If I say that to someone, then that means one of two things. That means that obviously whatever else is going on with that person, does that maybe they lost their job or whatever the case may be, you know. And I'm telling him that because he needs to know that I love you for you and not for what you have, you know. Or I'm saying that because, you know, I'm just telling him that because obviously he needs to hear it. Maybe he's going through something. So I've never lied to anybody that I don't tell too many people that I love them. So if I'm going to say that, I'm definitely going to mean it.
Okay. Black, have you ever been told that, but then come to find out, like, the bitch really didn't mean it, so it was a lie? Have you ever been in that situation where you were told, I love you for what you are, but then later on down the line, come to find out that that's not really how she felt?
Well, if every guy's been lied to by women, you know what I'm saying? Like, not saying women alive, but, you know, most times they, you know, they lie to get their wants, say what they got to do, you know, because dudes, if, you know, if we hear something that sounds good, like, okay, you know, so, you know, it's been said to me before, yeah, but the thing about it is, like Angel said, you got to know when it's being, you know, when it's being honest or when it's just being smoke blown up your ass. You know, but yeah, I've been here with it before.
Okay.
I've said it before, and I really didn't mean it.
It's bad, hey, but I mean, it was just because, like, to me, it was more so, like, words of encouragement. I was trying to basically, you know, make that nigga feel a little bit good because he was spoiling. He was raining on my parade with that depression. So I figured, hey, you know? But another one of the top lies are, yes, friends are cool. Your friends are cool. Angel, bringing it back to you. Have you ever told the guy that you were dating that, you know, his friends were cool, that you didn't have a problem with his friends, but you really did, though? Like, you really didn't care too much for them, but, you know, you didn't tell him that. You were just like, oh, well, they're cool. All right.
I have, but with that situation, he knew I was lying because I would keep my distance from that particular person that I didn't like. But I just pretty much said that because I didn't want him to feel like he had to choose between me and his best friend. So it was just like, yeah, he's cool, but I'll keep my distance type thing.
Black, have a girl ever told you that your friends were cool and you just knew she was lying?
Nah, most of the times my girlfriends, they either had a friend that they liked or they didn't like any of my friends, you know, and they would tell me, you know, and plus you're kind of able to tell. But even sometimes when that happens, you got to watch it because they can act like they hate each other in front of you, but then they fucking behind your back.
Telling you, yeah, I fucking hate your friends, but be right up at that nigga house the day that you're at work because she hates him so much that she really deep down inside likes him.
Mhm.
That's crazy. I've said it before. Like, I mean, I've kept it real, you know, especially when I was in a situation where, you know, I met the dude amongst friends, and so I know majority of friends are the same people that I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kept it, but like, you know, I don't fucking like this nigga, da 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 da, or her. But I've said it before to a guy that I didn't really know, like, you know, like, oh, I think your friends are cool, but I really wasn't interested. Like, I really didn't think, especially one of his friends, I just thought that he was just so sneaky, so he could know that this nigga's with me, but yet still invite him to do things that he knows that he shouldn't be doing only because that's his nigga, and he probably has the upper hand when it comes down to their friendship. So I've said that before, like, yeah, I don't think your friends are, I think your friends are cool. Sarcastically, deep down inside, I hate them nigga. Another one is, tell me, trust me, I won't get angry. I've said that. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I'm going to admit to me telling that lie to a guy. You can tell
That's
me.
Bullshit.
Why is that bullshit? Tell me, trust me, I won't get angry. Because I want you to tell me. I want to know. So I'm going to try
to. You still get fucking angry. That's bullshit.
Yes.
You won't get angry.
So it's a lie. Yeah, but of course, sometimes, like, you know, sometimes you don't know that going, like, just hearing the lie, you may not pick up on it being a lie. You might actually confine that person to where you feel comfortable, like, damn, if this person's telling me, tell me, trust me, like, I won't get mad, you know what I'm saying? Like, she could have the most, you know, blank face, not even an angry face, no even indication showing that she'll get upset after what you talk because she wants to know. You know what I'm saying? I've said that, and I've even gotten away with it to the point where I got the nigga to tell me, and then, yes, after that, I went the fuck off. Now that I know what I know, I'm going to go off. Angel, have you ever said that before to a guy?
Of course. I mean, that's just one of the things that women, that we do. But for me, what I try to do is I try not to show an emotion at the time that I'm being told what I want to know, and I revisit it at a later date. So then that way, you know, because if it's that to the point that's going to piss me off, I just let them say what they're going to say, and I'll just say, you know, okay, well, I appreciate your honesty, but You can look at me because I'm pissed. But later on, I'll probably bring it up and just some random ass conversation like, you remember you told me that shit that you told me the other day, and then just kind of go from there.
I definitely black. I mean, you have so much to say about it.
That's, man, this is some bullshit. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that you've gotten caught out there in that lie. Tell me, trust me. I won't get angry when you talk to her and she blew up.
No, it's not even that I was caught out there, but I just knew, like, when a girl would tell me that, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I know that's, you know, talk about you won't get mad because what I'm going to tell you, I know you'll get mad. Now I'm saying, and that's why I'm trying to probably neglect not to tell you because I don't want you to get upset, but you keep pressing, oh, tell me, I won't get upset, and then we fuck around and just tell you, nigga, oh, fuck you, nigga, and all this bullshit. So to avoid all of that,
I admit to that one. What about...
To avoid all that, we just try not to tell you.
What about... I don't care if you stare at other women. I don't care if you stare.
Bullshit.
It is bullshit.
That's not bullshit because most chicks, they don't give a shit. Now I'm saying because...
Me staring is like a little part of like it don't like it's just like you got caught off guard for like more than a second because you're staring, like you can't take your eyes off for however long it's gonna be, like you're staring. Usually when somebody says damn, like this nigga's fucking staring at me, it's not like she's happy to say that, she's kind of probably annoyed and she doesn't know why he's staring at her, like why the fuck is he staring at me, you know what I mean? So you got to think of the word stare. So, I mean, a lot of females would say, I don't care if you look at other females, like, it's your eyes, nigga, because, you know, these are my eyes, and I'm going to stare at whatever, whatever. But do you really mean that, though? And would you just say that as a female just to, I guess, you know, throw it out there and see what he says, or, I guess, just make it known that you don't care but then you do? Because the only reason why I would say that. The only reason why I would say that is because if I somewhat kind of care, though. So I would say that in a sarcastic manner, like, I don't care if you stare, but to some part of that, I really do. Because to take a look at, to glance at is one thing, but to stare at somebody else, especially if we're together, that it will make me feel a little bit uncomfortable, like, damn. What about you, Angel?
I guess it depends on, like you said, the level of despair. If it's a dog, then you don't need to be doing all that. But like you said, okay, go ahead, who cares? You know, I'm probably going to look and sexy nigga walk past you. It's not in the world. So it just depends on the severity of the despair.
I think it is too. And before
okay.
Go ahead, Black.
I was going to say, you know, man, we're not blind, especially y'all with your lady. Like, it's a matter of respect, you know what I'm saying? It's a matter of having respect and having something called tact, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you may be with your lady, you see this, the most curvaceous, voluptuous female walk across you, you know what I'm saying? Of course, yeah, you'll notice her, you know what I'm saying? The woman, she's not very much expect you not to notice, to be blind and shit, but she's just, you know, not to be gawking at her, you know, follow her, walk down the block with your neck damn near breaking and shit. Like, that's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Now, if, like I said, she walks by and I just, you know, I look and I'm back to talking to my lady, I don't think that's a problem. But if dude is
it's just always a problem if a female is walking down the block with her nigga, her man, and he catches her staring at another nigga. Probably a nigga that's way more fucking swagged out than him. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be like, what the fuck you looking at?
Swagged out, I swear.
I'm just saying, like, it'll be a problem. So I don't see how you feel as though if a man does it, it's not, like, you know, I guess what I'm saying is it's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, it is
okay. See, I'm not saying that it's okay. What I said was it's a matter of respect because, like I said, you know, a nigga got blocked. Like, even if you, you know, say if I'm walking my girl, you see a dude and he got the 50 cent white feet on and muscles on top of muscles, and he's like, yo, you're not blind. I know you see it, but the thing about it is if you're not, you know, gawking and you know what I'm saying, and just watching him, and you know, you got to, that shit the girls do, they fight, they call it, they lift up this shit, you know, that's the shit they're like, what the fuck? You know, but if you see the dude, and you know, you look at him, like, oh, you know, that's it. Not a problem. You know, like I said, that's not a problem. It's all pretty much on how you are doing it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're with your girl and she's beautiful and all that, and you just stare at this other fucking heifer because she got a fat ass, you're disrespectful. You know, if you're out with your guy and there's some other muscle-bound nigga and you're just gawking at him and you're all school girlish giggling and shit, yeah, I'll get mad. It's the difference. It's all in the respect that you have.
I definitely dig it. So I guess when we come back from this commercial break, I will definitely talk about the fucking lies men tell women.
Don't worry, I will be here to help and defend us as much as you can, as much as I can.
It's so fucking pathetic. I was reading the list, cracking up, like, I've heard that before. Oh, shit. That's crazy. That is fucking crazy. So you're definitely tuning in to All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs. We got Boss Barbs in the building and Black Brooklyn Black. And we definitely have some more interesting things to talk about as well as some Kama Sutra.
Oh, shit.
The top 10 Kama Sutra sex positions to thrill of, like, the year. So maybe y'all need to try at least one of them to entice shit or to make shit poppin' or to consider yourself to be different. But I'm gonna tell you, like, it sucks right now that I can't. I've been tweeting some of the pictures, but it sucks that I can't tweet the pictures but I can describe to you the position and how it goes to the best of my ability from what is listed. So definitely stay tuned, and Black, whenever you're ready, well, let me know who you're about to play, and you know, if you can tell me the person, maybe I can tell you their Twitter name so that you can tweet them for me, because I can't do it right now.
Alright, well, our first artist goes by the name of Ryan Cameron. This one is called Summer Brain. Alright, so we are getting to it. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Let us know if you like it, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, I would like to take this time to express my love to a certain someone. Cause saying I love you just ain't enough for me no more. And any guy can just buy you flowers and candies, anything. Can't none of them make a good song. So this goes out to you. I heard that beauty's in the eye of the beholder when he's seen the light. I guess my vision's hit a pivot, I ain't seeing right. Cause every time I'm with a chick, I'm never asking what she likes. My mind can only focus on what lies between the thighs. Am I ashamed of it? Hell nah, man, that's my nature. Desexual and diet is probably how I came up. But girl, I'm getting older, so don't take this as offensive. But baby girl, let's just try something different. Let's see if you would do something these girls ain't never doing. You probably got that killer, well let's see if we can prove it. I heard around the way you got some skills with that hair. Girl, these other girls will spread them out, but I don't need your legs, girl. I know you know just how to use that dome for a nigga. These girls will do anything to go home with a nigga. But you ain't that way, you all are not the same. And talking about no sex, what I'm trying to say is, can I get some brain? Can I get some brain? Ain't talking getting hit, ain't talking bump and grind. Instead of having sex, I wanna know what's on your mind. So can I get some brain? Can I get some brain? Baby, you the baddest of them all. Instead of having sex, I wanna know what's in your thoughts. So can I get some love and affection from above direction? I'd rather hear about your day than to get an erection. I like to listen to you speak about your fantasies and dreams. I wanna know exactly how you feel about my schemes. Are you in love with me? Are you a college kid? Tell me your problems with Obama and his politics. Or tell me that you couldn't wait to get your scholarship. Just to be honest, you should be proud, I acknowledge it. Cause most of these other kids don't give a damn about your get up. Just wanna lay you down, don't give a fuck about how you set up. For some reason we act like savages.
this, chasing over bras and forget about the reason we even chasing it all. So I say it for the educated female who put up with the lies and the bullshit that we sell. Intelligence is key in this game. It's not easy to say, but it's way sexier than lingerie. So can I get some brain? Can I get some brain? Ain't talking getting hit, ain't talking bump and grind. Instead of having sex, I wanna know what's on your mind. So can I get some brain? Can I get some brain? Baby, you the baddest, baddest of them all. Instead of having sex, I wanna know what's in your thoughts. So can I get some? Yeah. That's all I wanted you to know. Cause I don't care about having sex with you. I just wanna be next to you. So I confess to you my love. But basically what I'm trying to say is, girl, I love you.
Girl, you are my baby. I give you all my love. Girl, you are my baby. I give you all my love. Yeah, I wanna be close to your heart. Girl, you know just who you are to me. Baby, don't you know? Yeah, that you're everything to me.
Wow, that's what's up. You definitely like it on All Vibes Radio. I like that song. Angel, what you thought about it?
I like it. It was very mellow. It was nice.
Can I get some brains? Can I get some brains?
Yes. You're gonna get some brains.
I like it because it makes me feel like I could be able to have like a second rendition of my fraternity.
Right.
How's your head game like? I'm trying to know, like, where's your head at? Can I know? That's funny. Mm-hmm. Black, think about that.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I was definitely like it.
You said it was okay?
Actually, I was definitely liking it. I was feeling it. It was cool.
Well, what were you exactly feeling about it? Like, if you can, like, was it what he was saying? The metaphors he was using? All
right. The whole lyrical content, everything, and the melody of it was cool. The harmony was dope. The fact that, because, you know, when you first starts off, when you just look at the title, hey, you talking about just getting his dick sucked, you know what I'm saying? But as he goes on, you know what I'm saying, you see it's more like, you know, he's really talking, girl that has his heart, you know, how he really feels about somebody. That's, you know, that's dope. That's commendable. So, like I said, I like it.
That's
the song.
All right, let's get into these lies I meant out. Because I want to know. One of them was the most famous one that was number one, listed number one, is I'm sorry.
Mm.
Black. Why do men... Like, I mean, I want to say I believe you guys when you say that you're sorry. I want to say that I do. I hope that you are. Sometimes you can decipher, like, if it's just because he's trying to shut you up. So he'll say, sorry, 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 right, 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 right. You know, those sorries that are, like, mad sorries back to back, I tend not to, like, really believe too much. But why do men say, like, do you agree with that? It's like that's not one of the top lines that men tell us. They're so quick to say it, they're sorry.
I do. That and I love you. That and I love you.
No, but that's number two. I love you was number two. But I'm sorry. Especially when they can be like, all right, I'm sorry. If you were sorry, why the fuck did you say it like 8 times, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? I do believe it. Like I said, I wanna believe you when you say that you're sorry. When you say, baby, I'm sorry. I wanna believe you, but I don't know. Black. How many bitches you done told that to? Sorry.
Well, like I've said before, you always check my credentials. You can check my resume. I'm not a person. I'm not a guy in the rest who constantly fucks up. So I'm not, you know, most of the really won't have to say I'm sorry a whole lot. So when I say it, you know, I mean it. Also, men will, you know, real men will say and show that they're sorry. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, think about it. The guy is saying sorry because most times it's for the same shit. He's caught doing the same shit. It's not like he's doing different shit and then he's always saying sorry. He just caught doing the same shit. I'm sorry. I just fuck up. I make love to you. Baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, am I supposed to believe that?
You're not supposed
to
believe that.
I make love to you, but I fuck her.
Anyway. Yeah, that's what most women do anyway. They believe that shit, thinking that he's going to change or shit's going to work out.
I mean, I guess. I don't, I mean, I think you couldn't step to me and say, I may love you, but I just fuck her. And I think that his, and me take his sorry for me saying okay or I hope things are going to work out. Like, that's something, to me, that's just a violation that, you know, everybody has their limits to shit that they're going to accept. That's something that I'm not going to tolerate or accept because, like I said again, if I was to go to my man and tell him, like, yo, like, baby, I fucking make love to you. Like, I just be fucking him. Like, it only be that long. He's not going to accept that shit. He's not going to try to even swallow that. So why should I? I'm just saying. But, like I said, number two on the list, Angel already said it beforehand, was, I love you.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas need to stop saying that shit if you don't really mean it, though. Because you have some females that really be missing or is trying to fill that void of love. So when you say that, they get open. Then you waiting for a nigga to fucking tell them that they love because they already don't feel love. So they just waiting for somebody to be like, I love you. And if you're saying I love you too or damn, like, I fucking love you in the midst of certain shit, like, you got to be careful because you don't know what the fuck, how that has affected the other person that you said that shit to. And I think, and I have to agree with that. I think a lot of men tell women that they love them and it should be a lie. Angel, what you think?
I think that's one of the most funniest lies that they tell. Because at this point, you know, it's just like breathing air for some guys. They just say it so often that, you know, it's just like second nature. Like those three words in that sentence just doesn't mean the same it did back in the day. So I definitely agree. I think that should have been number one.
Black.
Yes.
Can you be, in your honest opinion, do you think that that's a common lie or one of the top lies that men do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yo, you could tell. Yo, look at Twitter and shit. Oh, and look at Facebook. They'll be, yeah, oh, I love her. She's my soulmate. Motherfucker, y'all met last week.
I love you.
Yeah.
It's funny. Another one is, I don't think of any other woman besides you.
Do you think that that's a common law that guys tell females? Angel, what you think?
I don't know. I could be half and half with that. Like, I can say that most guys fantasize, but I can't say that because I'm not a guy. All I can say is watch how he says it, watch his facial expression. But then even with that, some niggas lie so good. I don't know. I just don't know.
Black, what you think about that?
I'll say that shit. That's a lot to say. That's all I say about that one. I'll say that shit.
I do. I believe that shit. Niggas out here telling these bitches, especially the one that they try to hold on to, like, yo, I swear to God, like, I don't be thinking about no other female but you. But then, like, maybe, like, you do, though. I'm not saying all men, but I do think that that's a common lie that they do tell. A lot of times they may be in a situation where they feel like they need to reassure the female because she might start feeling a certain type of way and express that to him, like, no, you don't make me feel, you know, whatever, whatever. So he may be like, you know, damn, but like, damn, maybe I don't, you're the only one I think about. I don't think about no other female. So I think that that's a common lie that men tell. What about this? What about you're on a date with a nigga, and now I guess the bill comes or whatever, and I guess, you know, it wasn't what he expected, or he probably doesn't have enough. So his lie is, damn, like, I left my card or my other money in my other wallet.
I would, oh my God.
Yo,
Let me tell you something, niggas be setting themselves up, because, like I said again, sometimes, you know, niggas will lie about what they got, about what, you know what I'm saying, just to impress a female. So, you know, when you take her out and shit like that, I mean, I'm pretty sure I have yet to experience this, jinx, knock on wood, you know what I'm saying, and I have yet to, you know, like, what if a nigga, like, I'm pretty sure, Angel, you would not want a nigga to take you on a date and then tell you, like, circle with his finger what you can get.
Let me tell you, Nikki, listen carefully to all of the fellas that are tuned in to All Bars Radio. This is Angel, a.k.a. Boss Bar, speaking. If you ever take me out and say you left your shit in another pair of pants, nigga, I will pay for my own shit and leave you there to wash dishes. Like, it's not a problem.
Shit. We have someone who has an opinion on the line.
All right, let's go.
And the last four digits is 1994. 1994 was good. You're live on the air at All Bars Radio.
Hello? Okay, yeah. Okay. Opinions on... Well, let me tell you something. Unfortunately, whether or not a guy is sorry, depending on the integrity of the person saying he's sorry or not. Sometimes guys do that, unfortunately, just to get over and get the girl to do what they want. And if they were really serious, a lot of things they wouldn't do initially, or they wouldn't keep doing them if they were really sorry about doing it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what guys do. They want the woman to do what they want. They say, well, I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean that. When they really intentionally, they did it intentionally. They knew they were going to do it, and they're going to do it again.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, one of my friends, a long time ago, one of my friends did the exact same thing, you know, with his first child. He wanted to run around with others. And so what he said, you know, he wouldn't answer her phone. She was pregnant at the time, mind you. With his car and his baby, he wanted to run around with others. So, you know, see, I knew the girl, too, and he said, well, she's been calling me. I said, well, call her back, at least call her back, you know. He said, she's not going to have the baby for another few months yet, so I'm going to run around. And then I said, well, is that the way to treat her? He said, no, if you really cared about her, he said, that's okay. When it comes later on, I'll just say I'm sorry, you know. Yeah, see what I mean? She was carrying his baby, you know. He said, I'll just tell him I'm sorry, you know, and she'll forgive me and, you know, whatever. Of course, when that happened, it didn't work out that way because the sister was
right.
together. You know, so she said, you know, keep on saying, they did get back together for a short period of time because they did have a child together. But the bottom line is, it depends on the integrity of the person. I said, he was my friend. I've known him since I was 8 years old. But I told him, I had to tell him like it was. I said, you treating her wrong. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
And that was wrong for him to think that while she was pregnant, he could do whatever he wanted to do.
That's what I said. They apologize a lot of times. I said that's why it depends on the integrity of the person. Because I've made mistakes and I told my woman I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to do it. But the difference is I don't do the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back later and want to be forgiven again. Now, see, that's where the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. But the fool's mistake is a mistake you keep making over and over again. And a mistake, so it depends on who's saying I'm sorry. And like I said, you know, I wouldn't expect you to keep taking me back after, you know. But guys think that all I got to do is, I'll apologize for later on. You know, I'm doing this now. He wouldn't even, he's my friend. I know since I was 8 years old, but damn, I said, bro, that's wrong. You know, that's wrong. But I couldn't do anything about it, you know. I would never do that to my woman, especially carrying my child. Oh, wow. You know, that was bad, you know, bad news. But that's what people do. And
that
think about the restaurant. You see, it depends on the integrity. You have to know the character of the person you're dealing with. Women have to be especially conscious of that with guys, and guys have to be conscious of that with women because women pull some dirt too. You know, but guys are more notorious. Like you think about the restaurant. I've had a couple friends of mine. While I'm going out with one friend of mine, we were not dating. We were just friends. I've known her for a very long time now. But the bottom line is. Well, I told her I was gonna take her. I think it was for her birthday or something like that. She said my mother just thought, are you treating? I said, of course I'm treating. So I'm inviting you out. And then from her, as a matter of fact, the other young lady after telling her who my friend did that to, they told me about experience they had with guys going out, having been invited out to dinner by guys, and then the guys expecting to pay their own check, their own half of the check when the bill comes. I said, whoa. I mean, what is that? You know, you invite somebody after dinner, they expect her to pay her own dinner? A couple of women I've said have done that. I would never do that to anybody. You know, if I invite you out to dinner, then it's on me. But guys, some guys have done that, you know, and I've heard of several women say that. So it depends on the integrity of the guy you're dealing with. You see, it depends on the end. This is why it's very important. Communication is very important, so you know the kind of person that you deal with. And they say, well, so the sister can say, well, no, I don't, I'm not dealing with you anymore, yo. But you know, because that's those type of guys need to be left out in the cold, you know, and not deal with a quality class woman who has herself together and expects to be treated like that. If she's carrying herself like that, there are certain standards that we need to carry ourselves with and to uphold. Especially when we're out there in a dating scene, you know, or in any situation, you're dealing with your mate, and it depends on the integrity of the person you're dealing with. You get to know that person and know whether this person is trustworthy or this person is not trustworthy.
Exactly.
And this is why truth and trustworthiness and believe whether or not they're saying, whether or not they really are, depends on the person itself. So the aspect here is to get to know the person that you're dealing with and get to know quickly. So if you don't get in that restaurant, you know, later, find out later, he's not planning to pay for the whole check.
Right, exactly. So, Angel, what do you have to say to our caller?
I definitely agree. I guess my advice is just leave all the money on you. So you pay your own check. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Blackie, you have anything to say to our caller?
Nah, he's definitely on the money, but let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from the Bronx.
All right, all right. Well, thank you, caller, for calling from the Rock. Stick around. We're gonna be talking about more interesting things. I'm gonna keep going on with this, the last mental before I go into another commercial break, and then I'm gonna be talking about some of the positions of Promise Express. So, thank you.
Okay.
All right. So definitely keeping it moving. Another one was quickly. I thought this was funny because I've heard it a lot, especially when it comes to friend situation. But another common line that I'm gonna tell is, "We'll talk about it later." And sometimes you should already know what that means. Like, we'll talk about it later, and then later comes around, and there's no later, and later results into later tomorrow, or later probably is giving you some time to think of a story or come up with a solution or whatever. But I could definitely agree. I could definitely agree that that's one of, like, the common. What you think, Black?
Well, I think that's also a common line women tell, too. And also, depending on the situation, depending on what it is that needs to be talked about, sometimes you don't want to talk about that shit. So talk about it later, and then at the end of the day, maybe you forget about it. And that'd be the end of it. But sometimes when we say we talk about it later, maybe at the just where you want to talk about it, it's not a good time.
And do what you think.
I agree with Black. I just think that the women use that too. I use it all the time. If I don't feel like dealing with a situation, I'll say, "Oh, I'm not ready to talk about that." Oh, I'll say, "I'll call you later," or something like that. It's just an easy way to get out of a situation without the headache of arguing or the extraness.
I can agree. I mean, for me, though, as a female, like, fuck that. Like, I want to talk about it now. Like, depending on if I talk about it now with you, later on, that might determine my night later on. So, you know what I mean? Like, I want to talk about it now. I want to get out of the way. Because sometimes, like, I just can't. Like, I got to just say it. I got to get off my chest. I've known a lot of men to be like, all right, we'll talk about it later, just so that, you know, I've said it, we'll talk about it later, but when I said it, it was, yeah, sometimes it was, like, to build up, like, what the fuck am I going to say, like, oh, shit. Or, yeah, maybe I just don't want to talk about it right now due to, like, maybe I'm somewhere where I can't talk about it. Maybe I'm at work right now, and you're calling me, talking about you want to know or what happened with, and I can't really get into full details right now, so we'll talk about it later. But I definitely do agree with what y'all saying. I've heard this before. I love your cooking. Because
okay.
I've experienced this yesterday or the day before that. I think it was yesterday. And, you know, somebody, you know, my friend, we were supposed to go out to eat, but me being so indecisive and not being ready to be and being ready, you know, and being very picky, I couldn't decipher like what I wanted. So he was just like, "Okay, well, how about I'll go get it for you when I get there? I'll just read you the menu and I'll just bring it back to you," which I thought was great. So I'm like, "Cool." So on his way out, I guess he realizes that there's food on the stove. So when he brings it back in, it's just like it just looked weird to begin with, and then like I didn't know, like, how do I not eat this right now? Because like it wasn't even like, "Oh, so do you want X, Y, and Z?" And I could have said no. It was just like, "Oh, here, do you eat this?" Handing it to me, and it's just like, and then I ate some, and then he was just like, "Oh, I see you like the food." And I was just like, mm-hmm. But I hated it. Fucking hated it.
Okay. I lied. I lied. I straight up lied. My nose could have grown like 2 inches right then and there. I lied.
Oh, man.
I think that's fucked up, though. I don't think you should encourage, and I know I shouldn't be talking because I just did it, but I'm just saying, like, it's not, because I felt really bad. Like, I didn't know, like, I had to text a couple of friends about it, like, oh, my gosh, like, I feel like this is just so, like, this is insulting to the both of us right now. Like, why the fuck would he offer me home-cooked food so early in the game, and then on his behalf, like, knowing, like, we're from, this is two different cultures we're talking about here now. Like, are you kidding me? Angel, have you ever told a guy that you liked his cooking and you really didn't?
No. Because, hey, first of all, anybody that knows me knows I'm funny about food. So I'm not even gonna lie to you. Why? If I can still be hungry? No.
Oh my God. But I did. And I was just like, oh my, I was so mad at myself. And I was just like, me, I was just like, I was dissecting. Like, it looked like I wanted to, like, dissect through meat. I wanted to. I felt so, I didn't know. Like, my first reaction was just to say, mm hmm.
Like, I usually, like, in those kind of situations, I just usually say no thank you. I'll wait until I go home, and I just leave it like that. Or I'd rather that we go out to eat. Then leave it like that, because if I'm going to be hungry, if I'm already hungry and I'm around you, and then you offer me something nasty, and I'm not going to eat it, first of all, but now I'm going to be agitated because now I'm even more hungry because, like, I've seen food and it looks disgusting, and now all I can think about is eat. So that's just a whole ugly situation right there. Like, no. And I'll just be honest and we just go get something else out to eat. I'll eat when I go home. We'll leave or something. I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I just did it, and I felt I don't know if I could even have a sit down. Maybe I could and just be like, you know, that day, so maybe she would know not to offer me, you know, home cooked food so quick, or I know she just rather have outside food. Yeah, but Wax, have you ever
life will live,
that you love
cooking. Nah, I just went eating. What I would do, I'd be like, nah, I'm allergic to that.
Yes, that's another one of my favorites.
Like, I just won't eat it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I won't be like, oh, I love your cooking. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's something that, oh, nah, I can't eat that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm allergic. Oh, yes.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm allergic. Like, I wouldn't say that because, I don't know, I would just probably, and then, like, I say I'm allergic, but then turn around, like, on later dates, you know what I'm saying? Forget that I told you I was allergic to that, but you don't want to be the same greedy person to order that as dinner one day. You're like, I could.
Boy, don't you know, I thought I was allergic to that, but it turns out that it's the other thing I'm allergic to.
The shit that you cook. Yes, that's crazy. See, that's what I wouldn't say allergic to, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say that. I really wouldn't say that. I just didn't know, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's never happened to me before. So I just felt like, oh, my God, like, he was like, hey, let me not even, it's happened to me before, but I've heard that before. I've heard a guy say that he told a female that he likes her cooking, and he was just like, that shit is so nasty, but I didn't want her to feel it because she fucking was so excited to make me this shit because I asked, I kept pressuring her to make me a home-cooked meal. She kept saying, but, you know, I was going to test her anyway, and when she cooked, that shit was straight nasty. And now she's going to cook me all the time, and every time she cooks, she thinks I like that stuff, and it's just so fucking nasty, like, but I'd be like, baby, I love your cooking, and I'm like, damn, That's fucked up. But we're going to definitely get into this commercial break. And then when we come back, I know I got Miss Rain Poetry coming on so that she can help me go over the Kama Sutra sex position. So I know everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. But the only person to ask and to really go in on it is definitely Rain, if nobody else. So she's definitely going to be, you know, going to come and share. We got a couple. And
So, ladies, get your eggs ready.
Oh, my gosh. If you're not over, I guess, 400 pounds, don't get that egg. You should get a watermelon.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because it's the same, it's like almost the same shape of the egg. It's just like bigger for you. It's bigger for you.
So that redeems what I said the last time. Thanks, Nikki. Now, I don't look like the own ignorant ass on the on air.
I'm just saying, if you're not my size and until about, like, you know, a buck 50, I'm saying you can be. I'm just saying, think about it.
If you got a suck in your stomach to put jeans on, you shouldn't use an egg.
I would not use a watermelon. Like, I would use an egg because I think a watermelon would just be pushing it for me. Like, that's just, like, I would feel like I'm sitting on, like, a little pony right now and I'm about to just, like, I'm waiting for that shit to take off. You know what I mean? But if I'm on an egg, it's more so a need for the balance, like me trying to do some tricks and shit like that. But if you're bigger than I am, you know, you should, you know, 400 plus 350 or 298, get a watermelon. You don't have to have locations. Well, they have, like, the little premium ones, the ones that I think grow with all the seasoning.
Cantaloupe.
Or, no, but see, I think the cantaloupe was more like a, yeah, I think you have to get the what is that shape? What is that shape, like,
oval?
Yes.
Wow, I'm mad she didn't know oval.
But definitely, I'm telling you, like, y'all have to really, like, really, 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 like, oh, my God, the positions are crazy, like, I'm telling you. And I want to know if you would do them, like, who would try it. You know, everybody said that Kama Sutra is going to be gifts us, like, a soul and shit. I don't know. But let's get into this commercial break, and we'll definitely be back, and you're definitely rocking out on All My Radio. Stay tuned, and I know you're going to want to press one, so hold on. I'm back. If you don't mind me asking, who are you about to spin?
I'm about to spin this group called Hardline, and this joint is called Super Booty.
All right, cool, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now work it out, shorty, don't work it out. Stick it, dunk it, you know on. Don't take my word for it. No. You should see for yourself. She ain't gotta say nothing to speak for herself. That's a head turner. Traffic stopper. From when she comes to when she leaves, you just have to watch her. She bend it over, poke it out. Teasing. I look at her like, give me a reason. My double cup got me feeling like a heathen. And believe me, that ass is in season. Super booty, super booty. She make it work, super duty. And it must be your ass, cause it ain't your face. And soon as you see it, it'll make a nigga say.
Yes, that does. All right. So we are back. Brooklyn Black, Angel of Sweet, Nikki Barb. Oh, yeah. So introducing my special guest. Well, y'all should already know who Irene Poetry is. I'm pretty sure y'all do. And I know y'all love it when she comes on and she interacts with me and y'all. So, if
Miss Lynn.
Is she in the building?
She is.
Yo.
What's up? What's up?
What's happening, all barbs? What it do?
Hey, Raindrop. How you doing?
Raindrop, what it do? What it do? Y'all was rocking real quick. Booty, booty,
super booty.
Booty
super booty. We just so that, because, you know, we always comment and we always critique, I thought it was a cute twerking song, I guess, if I was, like, you know, if I was juiced up a little bit, you know, in the club, and it was about 2:30, and I'm trying to get it, you know, popping. If that song happens to play in rotation, I probably wouldn't mind, but then I probably would. It was okay. It was a booty song, so I would give it, like, a 6. Angel still with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Rain. How are you?
Hey, what's good, Angel? What it do, baby?
How are you? How's everything on your end?
Hey, I'm all the way live, Mom. I'm all the way live. I think that song, if I'm dancing to it, I'm not going to leave the floor, but I'm not going to go take off to the dance floor to dance to that song. You know what I mean?
I think so, too. Angel, what you think about that song?
I'll give it like a 5. It was all right. It would probably be something that if I heard it, I heard it. If I didn't, I didn't. Not something I would request to hear again on All Balls Radio, but it was all right.
Black, what you think about that? Super booty, super booty.
Man, this some old bullshit.
Okay. So with that being said, that's probably like a 5 or 4. That was some bullshit. That was definitely some fucking bullshit. But yes, Rain, so we were chopping it up earlier today, and we were talking about some Kama Sutra.
Wait, hold on. We lost Rain.
Oh, we did? Damn, we got to bring her back on because we were definitely about to go. Rain, you back?
I'm back, y'all. Y'all know the sabotage against your girl right here. They don't want your girl in the game, you feel me?
No, they've been doing that shit to me for years, son.
Hey, you Ashton. Black, how you been? How you been, baby?
Yeah, I'm good.
So you ready to talk about these Kama Sutra positions?
Hey, did you see them joints, Black? Did you see those positions? Angel, did you see those positions?
Yo.
I want you to explain the one for today. If you can, the fucking Kama Sutra sex position for today, because these positions be weird as fuck. Weird.
Which one was it? Which one was
the
today's
one
position?
The
fucking hair pulling and the leg pulling?
Yes.
Hey, they call it oi. It's just O-Y. Oi, oi, oi. Hey, look, look. It says that there's times that you will want to pull your own hair out. There's times that you will want to pull someone else's hair out. And it's okay as long as they're down with it. You just have to ask them first. So everyone's not going to be cool with the leg pulling because they're not as flexible. But it's something sexy about exercising and stretching together. So I can see how this pops.
I think the oi, that's how you say it, the oi?
Oi.
Oi. Okay. I think the oi position I've experienced, I mean, when you say, like, hair pulling, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the tugging, if the hair is long enough, you know, you might be able to get a quick wind up, you know, not wind all the way up, but, like, maybe one where you have a grip on the hair, you happen to tug and pull. You know, I believe, like, you got to be into that. I've never known a guy to say, pull my leg, pull my fucking leg. Just fucking pull my leg.
You haven't known that, but if you've ever stretched a guy, then you'll know that it's like a look in his eyes when you fucking make him, just that, oh, well, fuck you, you stretch me like that again.
Hey, Angel, what you think about the oi position?
So what I'm gathering is that is this pulling of the hair and the stretching of the limbs at the same time?
Yeah, it's going down together.
Okay. All right. It sounds fun. That sounds fun. I don't have that much.
It sounds fun.
Cool, but yeah, why not? I mean, you already know how I am. So what I say about sexual experiences, so fun. Pain is pleasure at times.
Black, would you engage in the oi?
Nope. I'm not a controlling
person. Don't Black is boring. I don't know why I didn't ask him anything.
He said no. You wouldn't want to, I mean, I'm pretty sure when you stretch your leg and, you know, because me, anytime, like, I get that good stretching of the back, you know, when you, it just feels like, damn, like, it feels so fucking good, orgasmic, you just fucking stretch, like, it just feels so good. So imagine if somebody else can actually make you feel the same way while doing, you know, helping you out stretch, like, why wouldn't you want a bitch to fucking, as you pull her hair, she's, like, pulling on your leg?
Nah. You pull my goddamn leg? Like, yo, we fucking, this ain't a WWE match.
You might just like your toes curled. You know, you might just like pressure on your toes pushed down or something. It might not be so dramatic as to your legs straight and stretched. It might be something else for you. It might be like you like your shoulders massaged while you busting.
This give me a... You know, just give me free range so I can move and do my thing and that shit.
Oh, my God.
Black, what is your birthday so I can look up yours?
Yes, when's your birthday? When's your birthday?
Just the day. We don't need the year and all that. Just the day.
My birthday is July 18th.
All right, I'll be tweeting it to you. Hold on.
I want you to say it.
I probably won't do that shit either.
Why would you say that? Keep hope alive. July 18th, you said?
Yeah.
Ooh, the internship.
The internship. Ooh.
Yep. Just something basic over the desk. Not nothing.
There you go. I'll do
not
that.
Nothing major. Uh-huh, yeah, thought you'd come around and shit. It's compatible for your birthday.
Which angels? Angel, when's your birthday?
February the 10th.
February the 4th.
February 4th. Oh, hold on. Let me tweet this over to Black. Just a simple picture click. February the 4th. All right, Angel, what we got for you? The rocking horse. Oh, yours is simply amazing.
The rocking horse.
The rocking horse.
I wish my birthday was February 4th now. Hold on. Damn it. This shit is amazing. She's got her forearms on the rocking chair, and he's behind her on his knees. And she's, like, curled back. Hold on. Only a picture could do it justice, Angel. It's on its way. How about that?
All right.
But what does the position, like, what goes on in that position? Does it explain, like, a little bit about what happens?
It's very doggy-ish, but none of her is touching the floor. Her whole weight is on the rocking chair. It's very hot.
Mine is something that no nigga is going to let me do. But if you are that nigga that's going to let me do that, I think I'm going to marry you. I would marry you. You need to reason what mine is.
Well, hold on, because I sent yours to you, didn't I? I sent yours to you earlier. What was yours?
It was something about the luck of the iris. I mean, it was something like, because you know my birthday is May 5th,
the Mayo. Yours was the, it was like horseshoes, throwing horseshoes at the dick. It was like ring around his posy.
Mine just ring around his posy. And it requires me to throw horseshoes, trying to get the horseshoe on the nigga's dick. So, like.
Wait, Angel, would you throw horseshoes at some dude's junk?
If they were plastic, would you let me do it, please? It's like ring around the bedroom.
It could be satin, exactly.
I have one, and it's called X-rated. And how it goes is, she lies face up on the bed. She turns around and straddles him, so her back is towards him. She then lowers herself onto him. She extends her legs back towards his shoulders, relaxing her torso onto the bed between his feet while both her legs are, they're like forming an X shape. She starts to slide up and down. She can use his feet for, I guess, like more advanced up thrusting leverage. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Like, he's laying face up on the bed. She's like, you know, turns around, straddle him, so her back is towards him. She then lowers herself onto him. She extends her legs back towards his shoulders, so her legs are back towards his shoulders, and relaxing her torso onto the bed between his feet while both her legs are forming like an X shape. I think that sounds like you'll be able to get like real deep up in it if you're doing the X-rated Kama Sutra sex position. I think a lot of these positions are meant to bring, you know what I'm saying, fun and pleasure at the same time. More so than just fucking go in there and be like, all right, bitch, drop your drawers, and then tell how to turn around, and then tell how to get up on top, or tell how to lay down, or tell how to move to this side, or tell how to, like, I think it's more like, let's see how far we can go without hurting ourselves, but then yet, let's get these positions popping. Because I always think that there can be creative things when it comes, like, you don't even have to read a book to just make up a position in the bedroom. Because I've done some shit that I can't even reenact because I don't remember. I just know that at that time point that it's something I've never done before and I don't think I could do again unless that person reminds me or shows me. So, Ren, what you think about Kama Sutra position in the bedroom and how it affects, or how can, you know, how it can probably affect their relationship?
Let me tell you. First of all, I'm looking at this fucking one. I'm tweeting it over to y'all now, Angel in Black. This is the one before. This is July 17th. So this is the day before Black's birthday. And I think, like, he should do this birthday Eve before he goes into the internship. Now, Black, I don't know if you will be down because you do it. Is that the same one I just sent over? No, you're still on the internship. There's a new one where you add another person. I think Kama Sutra is important. It's important. You don't want to be in the habit of doing the same thing. Yes, nigga, I know you want me to turn around. Yes, it's your pussy, daddy. Yes.
I mean, I ask those questions.
I'm saying, but you don't want to know the questions finna come before it come. Like, all right, he finna ask me this. He about to ask me, do I want to turn? Yes, I want to turn around. Like, that's, you don't want to be in the routine of that. And that can happen when you're with the same person. You kind of get to know. And it sucks.
Right, how
that's
he likes it
is,
or when to get on top. You know what I'm saying? You kind of know, like, before he even, like, fucking smacks your ass to get up there, you kind of know at a certain point, like, when to just get on top because, you know, you're used to doing the same shit. Because you kind of know when each other's going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of...
I want to be surprised. Surprise me. Be like, hey, baby, I was looking through this book today, and I found this position called the back scratcher. You want to try it? You fucking want to try it?
The back scratcher. You want to try it,
the fucking back scratcher, I'm down. You know what I mean? Show me a good time. Teach me something new. I don't want to be one of them old dogs that can't learn new tricks.
Exactly.
Word, when you're 40 and when you're, like, I really do plan on having sex until, like, I really can't. You know what I'm saying? If I could, you know, especially if I don't have any type of disabilities in the way or whatever the case may be. But I really do. So
that's
when you get, you have if I have a fucking metal rod in my fucking spine or my back, I mean, how am I going to get dug out?
Look,
so,
this
I mean,
no disability, okay?
I'm just saying. So, when you're that age, like, what you gonna do? Like, how you gonna, you know, like, you gotta know, like, you gotta still be able to fuck, like, you never stop, like, you still gotta be able to keep up, like. And I feel like, you know, I'm shout out to the MILFs that hold it down, that know how to still
Word.
Keep intact with what's popping. In the bedroom because they got it. Shout out to them though. Angel, how do you feel? Like, do you feel like Kama Sutra can really, like, bring enticement to the bedroom as far as, like, you being in a relationship with someone?
Of course. I mean, I've said it on numerous shows, you know, it's important to experience different sexual things, period, if you want to keep your relationship, you know, spicy or however you may want to call it. I want to try new things. I'm very, like, open-minded when it comes to different sexual arenas. So, of course, like, don't be dull.
Yes. I have another one, and it's called the Nirvana. The Nirvana sex position is a classic. When trying the Nirvana, she lies on her back, stretches her legs out, and holds onto the bedpost above her head. She keeps her legs together as he enters her, with his thighs outside of her. They move together, and the pressure of her thighs intensifies the penetration effect and provides for a natural stimulation of the clitoris. Nirvana. So, what's Nirvana? So, I guess, like, so I'm trying to figure out because, like, it's hard. I have the picture, but how it is like she's, like, you know, she's laying on her back. Her legs they're out, and she's holding on to, like, the bedpost, like, above her. They're on a bed, and basically one of those classic headboards where you can kind of grip onto. And she's basically in her with her legs, like, kind of, like, together because they're up towards the ceiling. So with her legs stuck together, he's basically penetrating her with his leg, like, coming on the outside. So I guess as he's doing that, a part of his penis is rubbing against her clitoris. Ryan, what you think about that position?
Hey, anything rubbing against my clit is awesome. That's like against my clit. I'm all the way down. I'm all the way down. Black, you need to stop it. You need to stop it. Black, you need to stop it. He's not willing to try shit.
It's not funny because I'll be, and I'll be trying to get Black, like, to step outside the box because you only live once. You know what I'm saying? Like, YOLO. Like, I mean, come on. Like, why wouldn't you, you know what I'm saying? Like, do some shit like that. Like, you know, be like, in a, like, you have you ever tried, like, the froggy style position?
Nope.
I think Black just needs a good stretching. That's all. I think he just needs to be stretched out good and regularly.
I think Black needs to read. He needs a good stretching, and he needs some Kama Sutra 101, either YouTube videos or a good book. Angel, what you think?
I just think Black he just needs to get an adventurous woman in his life. Like,
I feel like he would stop her. I feel like he would park her.
Yeah, I think he would too.
I feel like he would stop her in the middle of her trying to straddle on him. Like, he'd be like, what the fuck you doing? Like, Black, like, I'm telling you, like, oh, man, like.
Well, Black, and I'm dying at Angel shit because she's like, I'm confused with these pictures.
I am, like, I'm looking and I'm like, wait a minute.
And like, some of them are hard to believe.
But wait, you know, I'm so mad because I can't see the pictures right now. That's crazy. But I definitely will see them when I do get off air. That is crazy. Oh, man. Maybe those positions that, yo, make you be like, have you at work? Have you at work the next day? Like, oh, shit. Did I really do that last night?
Right.
Like, I had a fucking college
degree.
Yeah, I'm
trying
to
do shit that's illegal in, like, 45 states and shit. Yo.
What?
I'm trying to do some real illegal, crazy off the wall shit. Why don't I be just running a conventional fucking dentist? Anyway, you fit in it, you know what I'm saying? Do the damn thing.
Yeah, but it's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. So, yeah, like, a lot of these positions are formulated around the normal positions that we kind of engage in anyway. Like, the rocking chair, like, that's kind of like on the bent over, like, she's ass face him, so you know what I'm saying? He's on his knees, she's just bent over in a fucking chair, a rocking chair. You know what I mean? So, like, it's like normal kind of positions, but it's just like a twist to it, just to see, you know, or to kind of possibly bring excitement or to make it a little bit fun. So it's not just the regular girl back that ass up, like, every two strokes you slap, every two strokes you slap, like, can we do something different here?
Even if you don't have a successful attempt, I think just to try it is cute. You know what I mean? Just to have fun and be different. To me, I think it's fun.
But before you die, just do something. Buy some handcuffs. Let somebody handcuff. Do something because you're missing out.
Be able to be handcuffed. I mean, like, you don't have to.
Oh,
like,
whoa. Be handcuffed? What?
Why?
Because, one, slavery is over. Two, I'm not under arrest,
slavery?
So I don't fuck around
handcuffs. Oh, my gosh.
Slavery is over, and he's not getting arrested.
He's not incarcerated. But my whole thing is like, okay, you thinking about what you think about the okay. See, you wouldn't. I wouldn't expect you to use the clink clink the metal handcuffs because you're not ready for that yet. But you have the handcuffs that you know the soft ones, the fuzzy ones that necessarily you know like it's just why wouldn't you want to be able to feel like do you not know the feeling of coming and not being able to move or to do anything because you can't like it's just the rush like why wouldn't you let that I mean you know that she's not gonna lock you what are you scared of if you get handcuffed what would you get scared
of I love this one I love the living on the earth
don't handcuff me to shit.
they got something that you can let yourself out. Look, I'm getting tweets like, send me my birthday.
But I'm like, yeah, and they even have the handcuffs that you can let yourself out of. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't even, like, I'm appalled. I'm appalled. They have one called now, I think it's called like Dave or something like that. And it's like you come with your partner to sit and lie back in a comfy chair, his legs slightly spread. You can position yourself in such a manner that you can face him and you both are chest to chest. Move up and down very slowly and watch, I guess, like, the way that the picture is just like he's sitting in the chair with his legs. The way that you're on him is like you're not completely sitting on him, but, like, you have, like, kind of one leg cocked on his shoulder and then one leg bended into, like, your knees bended onto the side of the chair. And it's just, like, you're riding him and she's kind of, like, bent over a little bit to where it looks like this funny shape. It looks like you look like a cookie. And it says, why you would love this is because it's a girl on top position. But with the difference is the chair will provide just enough space for movement. And it it'll provide space, enough space for movement and be able to, you know, for you to be flexible. It'll bring a lust of intimacy. You can kiss and caress his face, his chest, and get ready for some unbelievable action later on. So I think that's a position. This looks like something I would fucking try. So, I've never done that. Like, I guess if you're on top of him, riding him, you are not doing the normal, like, both your knees are bent, you're, like, in the sitting position. You're kind of like, it's like a squat. But I guess the test is to see how flexible you are to keep one leg on his shoulder and to keep one knee bent into, like, the side of his chair, like, onto the chair. Did you try that, Rain?
Hell the fuck yeah. I would try like most of that shit.
You know,
I would do it with you, nigga. Shit. We'll do it. How about that? We'll try that shit. We'll come back and be like, yes, it worked, or no, it didn't. That shit is impossible.
Please, somebody. Anybody. Because I want to know. Angel, would you try that?
Maybe this caller would, though.
Maybe who?
I'm going to pass on that because I don't want to say too much.
But if Angel won't do it, then she ain't doing that shit.
You say you want to pass on it because of what?
I'm going to pass on it. Nikki knows.
Some of these positions really are, I mean, I'm sent to. I just put my clothes back on. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I just put my clothes back on.
Did you just say good, Black, that she put her clothes back on?
Can we get into a caller, please?
Yes, we can.
Oh, jeez. 1994, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah. Back to what you were talking about the bondage thing. Everybody's not comfortable with that. unfortunately. Yeah, everybody's we're the subtotal of our experiences. Some people are more comfortable with bondage than others. Some women, I guess men too. I've never done bondage with a man because I don't do guys at all, unfortunately. But that's not my thing. But I've done bondage with a number of women who really totally love it, get off and enjoy it. You know, personally, you know, I've never been tied down or handcuffed because that's not anything. Matter of fact, one of the young ladies who I've done it with a number of times, you never let me tie you down. I said no, because I don't enjoy that. I said I do it because you love it, you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's different, so you have to find your comfort level and try to get a comfort level with your man. I'll never say I'll never do it. If it was someone of a really heavy duty marriage type relationship, I might consider it. But I'm one of those people who, like your brother there, I'm tied down. That doesn't. I'm not really comfortable with that. You never say never, but I've run into a lot of women who like it. Apparently, part of the rush that they get is the fact that they're restrained. They can't get away, and they love the fact that they can't get away. And as a matter of fact, if you tie them down the way that they could get out of it, they would not enjoy it. One time I tied a lady down and said, I can get out of this. You know, I said, well, go ahead, see if you can do it. Then, oh, I can't get out. Okay, that's okay. So she wasn't satisfied with it until it was to the fact where she could not get out of the ropes herself. Then she would enjoy it. As I said, everybody's different. You know, people grow and ideas change, but I get both sides of the coin. And, yeah, you know, like I said, I think I had another young lady who I dated on and off for about 3 or 4 years before I even knew that she liked bondage, because she was afraid to tell me because she knew it wasn't my thing. So she was afraid to tell me. I didn't want you to think I was a freak. But I said, well, I said no, I don't judge people like that because everybody's different. But once she realized that I would do that for her, tie her down and do her like that, we did that all the time. She loved every second of it.
So, Rain, what you have to say to the caller?
It's just a matter of building trust, I think. You're right. Everybody does have their own personal program. Everybody's got a box, and some people's boxes are bigger than others. But I agree, everybody does have a box. But I just think everybody could be down. It's unfortunate that she could be with you for so long and not express to you that she likes those things. And that's one of the things I think is a big holdup in our community, is that we don't talk about sex enough. We're not expressive enough. And we don't feel comfortable enough to share with you the things that we like. And there's a fine line between telling someone, you know what, I like when you smack my ass harder than that, or I want to fuck you and your daddy at the same time. You know, some shit you just don't say. You know what I mean? It's a fine line.
Which
you got to know how to cross it.
Which is why communication is very important, you know. So in other words, we should have been doing that for 3 years had I known that's what you really liked, you know.
Right,
like
right,
she was keeping
away
from you. Like I said, now what you are doing? Hey, you know, like I said, just because I don't want you telling me that doesn't mean I won't do it for you. In other words, other things too, like anal sex. Some women go for it. Some women absolutely love it. Some women don't. But some of them they would do for their man because they kept him, just like I did it for her. Cause I tied her down and did her like that, and oh, she likes spanking stuff too. I found all of that later as we went on.
But have you done? Have a woman ever asked you, hey, like, you know, if you know, can I put something in your butt? You know, in the midst of, huh?
Yeah, she did. And matter of fact, I said, well, I'll make a deal with you. You give me a little booty, I'll give you a little booty.
I've
done that. And like
okay.
I said, let me finish it too, because this is where brothers have a problem, you know. Brothers, this woman had been married several times. None of her husbands will let them do that. But I ain't no faggot. Let me tell you something. If a guy's worried about being a faggot, he's got other issues.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know whether he's straight or not, or worried about, I'm not saying, he's got other issues.
Uh-huh.
You know? I don't know when he was in prison and got raped, and that's just the back of his mind. But bottom line is, if a woman can't do it, I don't need it done. But if you do that with a guy, hell yeah, then that would be gay. If you have to, that's what the heterosexual, that's what I mean. A homosexual means have sex with someone of the same sex. I've never had sex with a man at all. Never intended.
Uh-huh.
That's not my thing. But if you and your woman get together and do it, hey, you know, that's different. you know, so, and that's where the difference comes in.
Angel, what do you have to say to that?
Excuse me, I can't get over it.
Angel, I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't want you by my asshole. I don't want to be by your asshole. I really don't. Everybody has their thing.
Everybody has their own thing.
Everybody does have their own thing.
Angel, have you ever had a man do anal sex with you? Ever done anal sex with a man, Angel?
No, I don't. Nothing enters my behind, and I don't. I'm not gonna date a guy who wants something to enter his. Like, that's just not me. That's not my cup of tea. Again, that's just my opinion. You know,
and you're entitled to that. Everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
That's what we're saying. We're saying that everybody's going to do, you know, everybody has their own preference when it comes down to what they do in the bedroom and what they allow certain people to do. So, you know, to everybody, you know, I've known men that have done that with their girl, because to them, they're getting a multiple orgasm. You know what I'm saying? They're not gay, but they just want to reach a maximum orgasm. They want to have multiples, and that's one of the ways that they could do it while she's still, you know, like, fucking his penis at the same time. But yet, they're not gay. These are people that, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of them are actually married. They're a married couple, and they've been married for years. And, you know, everybody has their own preference, you know? I've tried the whole anal sex thing. I've never, you know, engaged with a guy. Like, I've never had to turn around and, you know, do him. Like, it was just me. But, you know, that was it. But everybody's into different things. So, it is what it is. But I want to thank you, caller, for sharing what you have to share. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
All right. That's a way to cover for him, head game, because that shit ain't cool. I don't even like talking. I don't even like talking like that. What kind of talk is that? I don't understand. And I know he's not gay. I know I heard that shit.
Black, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so how you feeling right now?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
You're chilling? I could go on for days and days and days and days and days, but you already know. It's funny. Everybody has their own preferences, and you know, everybody do what they do. Right now with me and the whole anal thing, I think I'm with seasons with that. Like, right now, this is my anal season for me.
You said it's not anal season? No,
it's
no
not.
Little booty for a little booty for you?
No. Rain is an idiot. Yo. It's not anal season for me this season. Like, summertime was anal season for me, but it's approaching. What are we in, fall right now? It's September. It's not anal season for me right now. I close up shop around these times when it starts getting cold and shit. But is it something that I believe you have to, like, you know what I mean? It's just something that you have to train yourself to take. So, for a nigga to just, like, ram his dick inside my ass, like, that can't go down. Like, that's something I have to be mentally prepared for. Maybe I have to be the one to, the day before, do some exercises in my butt. Because I know that I'm getting ready to be, no, for real, like, the day before, opening up a little bit. So that way when you go in, it's not as, ugh. No,
right.
See,
I need to maybe go in the night before and take a finger or two.
Right.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying, to open it up, like to open it up a little bit. Like some women, like they're not into themselves like that, where they can actually take their own fingers and actually sit there and open up the booty hole a little bit. You know, like, you know what I mean? They may want to take their toy. You know what I mean? You want to take a
y'all
toy.
Y'all go get some booty beads. You know they got booty beads. I've been seeing
or
women with
I have a friend that loves booty beads. Like, she loves that shit. She tried to get me to get those, and I was like, no. And she got me. What I did get was I got the big thing of lube. I haven't used it yet, but it looks so cool. Like, it looks like water, but it's like Astroglide. It's like lubricant, and it has like this strawberry scent. But I was not gonna get the booty beads. Like, I can't. I'm nervous. I don't. Because I've had it been done to me unexpectedly, and it was not, like, I wanted to fuck this nigga up in the middle of everything. Like, that was it. Like, once I felt that, and I had to fucking do a reverse and sit down and cross my legs because I just couldn't understand what the fuck just happened, because I was unaware that was going to go down, and we didn't agree to that. I didn't know that. It really aggravated me because it hurt so bad that I was just like, this is not, it's done. I can't. So that's something that you got to have patience for. And I know Angel doesn't engage. Like she said, I don't put nothing in my behind.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I know I want
to
get it.
In that reason, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to try to do it to you so you don't bring that shit up. Like,
So if I said Black, she come fuck me in my ass tomorrow, it's Friday, let's get freaky, Freaky Fridays, I want you to fuck me in my fucking ass. this nigga told, y'all heard it, live, he told me to send my ass home on a Freaky Friday, because he's not going to fuck me in my ass. Well, okay. I guess. You have your points. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. I just fucked up. They're like, damn, I got to keep my ass home on a Freaky Friday that I want
to
get freaky.
Hey, if I'm with a guy and he wants to fuck a bitch in the ass, if he wants to fuck me in my ass, I understand that he's going to cheat and go out and step out on our relationship and fuck a bitch in the ass. The same way if I wanted to fuck him with the dildo in the ass and he ain't down for it, I'm going to go find a nigga that I can do that with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand
that.
That
cool.
if the dude ain't going to do it, if the girl ain't going to do it.
Like, that's fine. He can fuck whoever he wants in her ass. Like, I'm all right with that. You just keep that way. That's
hey,
not
like,
gonna
don't bring it
angry.
Home. You know what I'm saying?
No,
don't,
exactly.
Don't bring it home. Go fulfill that desire, nigga. Come back to
exactly. Exactly. Like, you're not making me jealous. Thank you. Thank you, bitch, for bending over and letting
thank
him hear you and not me.
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Niggas,
I'm with
sick.
That. Just cover
she
up because you can get
outside. Don't bring it home. When you come home, you would act normal.
Right.
When you come
like
home,
me.
Your
that's
farts
like
better be the same. It better not. You better be. You still better be shitting the same. Like,
and there are people that have wild ass things that. I mean, there's some wild ass things people like. You know what
I don't
mean?
Want
it's,
like
it's
I don't. I would never.
Same.
Don't clamp like I don't like. Oh my god! Like, have you ever seen the bondage where the people clamp like, they clamp like. Stuff to their nipples and to their clit
and then
like,
hang from the ceiling
and hang and just fucking hang.
That bullshit over there.
And then they look around your titty. They look around the titty. They don't touch the part that's fucking hanging. They blow on that part. I will. Oh. Oh my gosh. I don't like stuff like that. Like I don't want
blood
like coming
down and shit.
Like oh my god. Oh, disgusting. Like, what do y'all feel about cream pies? Am I saying it right? Yes, I think
about
I
what?
Cream pies. Like, what you think about, like, when a nigga fucking comes inside of your pussy and then, like, he wants you to, like, spit it back out, but he watches it come back out?
I think I just gagged in my mouth. That's nasty.
Oh, my God. I know I gagged in mine, too, but I have to say it because it's a fetish.
I said, that's some risky-ass shit, because if she can't push it out, you're going to knock the ass up. So that's something else I would not be trying.
Yeah, I ain't getting down with that. You ain't getting up in me raw for no fetish to see some shit. You better bust that condom and hold that motherfucker upside down and shake it on you. What the fuck happened? You got to shake that fucking condom out like a bitch trying to get pregnant, motherfucker, if you need that shit some cum fetish.
But you know what? I've seen it, and it actually takes I guess a muscle for you to actually, because I've seen girls spit it back out, like, and she came back out.
You stay good with their kegels, but still.
That's some shit that I just, oh my God, like, I just gagged again, but it's just like, I don't like, I'm with Rain, like, you better take that blessing out of condom and take it off and then fucking turn it upside down and make it rain.
You know, that's just the single me. If I'm in a relationship and giving it to you, then yeah, daddy can do that. I'll fucking spell his name on the ground with that shit. You know what I mean? But I'm just very single right now, so it's hard for me to even get in the mind frame of, like, what I let my dude
do. Very single.
Very single. That was a capital V, you hear me? Very single.
Very.
Yeah. But yeah, if I'm with you, if we're together, if I'm riding for you, then yeah, you can bust all in me. I'll squirt that shit out, catch it in my hand, put it in my mouth, gargle that shit, spit it back out. I'm a nasty ass freak for my nigga though. You feel me?
I just, you know, I'm nasty for my daddy too. I guess you want to say that, but like, just like
that,
I just don't feel
like you're nasty for your daddy.
How should I say?
You know, that shit doesn't even sound kosher at all. You're nasty for your daddy. Like, what the hell?
Oh my God, what the heck?
Like, mama. I'd rather you blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you know, if it happens to trip as I get up, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But just if I can sit there and I have my leg wide open so you can fucking, so you can see it just come and drip down my asshole onto the fucking bed, off the bed, roll down the sheets, onto the floor. I don't know. To me, I get a little bit gross out. I'd rather have a nigga bust and then, like, bust on a certain body part, and then, like, I take my fingers and play with it before.
Y'all know how I feel about all of that.
Yeah, you can't
do
that shit to
Angel. I said, y'all know how I feel about all of that.
Yeah, you can't do that shit to Angel, especially not near the head.
I will fucking let a nigga bust on my titty or my fucking stomach area, and then fucking take my fingers and play with it a little bit before I clean it off. I would do that before he was fucking busting my pussy and let me fucking watch it slowly come out like nature.
We can be nasty, like, yeah, taste on me and then kiss my face. Come taste my pussy and then come kiss my lips. Guys can't, you know what I mean? It's not sexy for a guy to be like, after he nut in your mouth, to be like, come give me a kiss. Like, don't ask for it. A kiss after you just came in my mouth. Don't you fucking do that shit.
Oh, yeah, like, that's just so stupid.
Go brush your teeth. That's nasty. No. No.
No, okay.
Now, if I want to kiss you, don't fucking turn away like this is some nasty shit, nigga. It was just in my mouth. It's not going to kill you. But don't ask for a kiss. That's how I feel.
I'm sorry. None of the niggas that I've ever, I'm sorry, but, like, I've never had the situation where I would give him my man head, and then I get up to kiss him, and he denied it. Like, that nigga will kiss me back even more passionate than before. So,
I've had a guy say he'd like to taste his tongue off a girl's lips.
You know, like, my bitch, my girl, yes, but the chick that I fucking, hell no. Shit. That 10, I don't kiss her to begin with.
I'm not into like if me and my man, like I'm not about to be sitting here kissing on you because I'm a kisser. Like I could really get super duper 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 wet, like off of some good kissing, like off of some fucking the type of kissing where you kissing and again you fucking y'all both breathing heavy, like I can really get horny off that shit, but I'm not. If it's just a regular nigga that is just over for tonight and for a couple of hours, he's not getting no kisses. The nigga tried that shit, you know, and it was weird to me. Like, and I hope, and I'm pretty sure I made him feel uncomfortable because when you know, nigga, you know your fucking play your role or get recasted. You know what the fuck I called you over here for? I don't even like you like that. You know what I'm saying? And when we were doing it, nigga, dead ass tried to like kiss me in my mouth. And how I played that one off was, like, I just took his fucking head and put that shit on my fucking neck and, like, on my breast. Like, don't kiss on that. You're not going to kiss me in my mouth.
In your mouth?
In my mouth. Like,
his
dick is not even going in my mouth. So what makes you think I want your fucking, I want to swap saliva with you?
In the mouth.
Yeah. In my fucking mouth. Put it in your mouth. I love that song. But I really felt disgusted. Like, damn, why the fuck would you even, like, this what you do? Like, it just made me feel like this what you do to all the bitches. Like, you just be so quick to kiss every bitch that you fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. You don't know me from a fucking hole in the wall. But yeah, you want to kiss me? I think that's weird. But of course, I just want to thank @Rain Poetry for coming through tonight to always shut it down. But before you go, I definitely want to know if you can embrace us with some words, any type of words, anything you can remember, anything you want to say, can you please do it? I can't let you go without saying some words. So whenever you're ready, you can do so.
All right, let's see. I'll spit something for y'all. Here we go. Behold, here comes a real man with broad shoulders, strong limbs, and he was sent from high heaven for me, at least for tonight. See, I'm not exactly sure what this evening will bring, but even if nothing more than temporarily delight, I'm ecstatic to find out where this situation may lead. If he will hold out his hand, I would gladly close my eyes and follow him so close behind. Besides, just the other day, I turned 35, and with these grown woman thighs, I've lived and learned so much through life. I understand sometimes you just got to do what feels right. Let time decide how our bodies collide. But right now it's me and him with extreme passion and tense. I've imagined us three different ways in just mere seconds. The first one, I was bent over looking back, trying to watch him work it from over my right shoulder. Then he picked me up in the second position. He was standing and holding me backwards like it was nothing. And I was tripping because only his feet were on the floor. But before we bust, he turned me around and missionaried my stuff, allowed me to ride him from the bottom, and just like that, we made love. But reality kicked in within my next two blinks. Opportunity turned clutch. In about 10 more steps, he'd be within touch. And I can't live with regret, so I grabbed a hold of my guts, then swallowed my pride and let Daddy know I was ready to fuck. Hey.
Hey. Definitely. What you think about that, Angel?
I felt like I wanted to snap my fingers.
Snap my fingers. With the all black shirt on, right?
Yes. It was dope. I'm a fan of Rain, so you know she's dope.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Mama.
What you think about that black?
I say A.
Hey.
Hey. Oi. Oi. Oi.
That's what's up. I'm going to
Yes, thank you, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you come on. And you already know, everybody needs to, you know, you can just switch your show real quick, let everybody know where they can catch you at for more of those words so we can get out of here.
Oh, I ain't even tripping. Y'all just find me on Twitter @Rain Poetry.
This your girl, Off Barbs. Y'all, thanks for having me. Black baby, it ain't been nothing but real. Hey,
yeah,
hey,
no,
girl, take me on
the Twitter slot. I will. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all can definitely follow on Twitter to find out more information about her show. But like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you, what you got going on. You know, if it's benefiting you, if it's positive, if you're not hurting anybody, do the fuck you. Do you. Do you and live life. Enjoy yourself. Stay true to yourself. And, you know, life won't seem that hard. But with that being said, mwah, good night.
Like I always say, life's a bitch. Through the squares, out the circle. Get involved. You know, we love you for supporting us. Keep rocking out with us. And stay tuned for more interviews, more topics. We love you. Mwah.
Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. You guys be safe. Don't drink and drive and all that good stuff, man.
And don't do cream pies.
Don't do cream pies, bro. And,
Kama Sutra.
They were out of here. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.